Thank you. You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moss Taylor. A new album just being released from New York-based bassist Marcus McLaurin called Tributes, the track One for OP, a reference to Oscar Peterson, a set of original compositions with Russell Malone on the guitar, John DeMartino on the piano, and Peyton Crosley on drums. And Marcus has had a long career, associated as a sideman with the likes of Gillespie, Burrell, Count Basie Orchestra, among others. P3 player Joy DeFrancesco before that, and his group The People, from a 2017 outing on Mac Avenue Records called Project Freedom. We heard Karma, Dan Wilson on the guitar, Troy Roberts on the sax, and Jason Brown on drums. And the set started with the all-female sax quartet working under the name The Empress and led by saxophonist Purim Jin from the album Square One. We heard Reminiscing, and the group includes pianist Steve Ash, bassist Joey Ranieri, and drummer Pete Van Nostrand. Thank you. In our last set, we wrapped it up with music from the Organic Vibe Trio. That's B3 player Ron Oswanski, tenor saxophonist Joel Fram, and drummer Marco Marcinko. From their album Things We Did Last Summer, that was the title track. New album before that from bassist Phil Brown, drawing on the talents of 11 musicians, usually in quintet and sextet settings. From the album Rule of Three, we heard the track Nocturne, Bob Allison doing the work on trumpet, and the set started with some big band music from trombonist Marshall Jilks and his work with the WDR Big Band from their 2024 outing Life Songs. We heard Fresh Start, and this is his third recording with the WDR Big Band. Hey, and just a reminder, you're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. We're here every week with 2 hours of jazz. And if you can't stay for the whole show, or maybe if you're just tuning in, you'll find a link to a podcast of this week's episode, along with playlist information, on the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca.